Let's hope you had a lovely little weekend, everybody. Heading up to about 87 for the high today. A stormy weekend of sorts for many people. We got more of that coming up this week. But don't let it rain on your parade.
It's the weekend update.
Whatever it was, so weekend worthy. First of all, we got a lot coming up this week. It is the season finale of Hank's Jam Wednesday night, County Line Ice House. That will be the finalists and subsequent champion to be named.
Dun, da, da, da.
Plus, we got another great week of cruise night on Thursday, Blue Rays of New Orleans and Hudson Oaks. And then we have the Main Street Arts Festival that kicks up here. In fact, they're already starting to mess with the traffic flow out here.
I know. I saw some signs. And I was like, ugh, no red. No red. The orange are okay. But the red means that we're going to have to go on a really long hike to walk.
But what if they're dealing with watercolors and pastels? Then I don't know.
Yeah, educate yourself, Heather.
Past that, big thanks to all the Hank fans. I saw that was rocking out there at Massey's Barbecue Saturday with Aaron Wilde out there live in Granbury. That is a good place. I would love to go to it right now.
Everybody got free banana pudding. How
think
fun.
Master Massey would open up the place for me a little early today?
From what I understand, he absolutely would do that.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a good dude out there. All of them are. Stillwater was rocking yet again. You had Turnpike Troubadours up there with Cross Canadian Ragweed. Down Austin, a lot of Hank fans made the trip there. A lot of Hank fans went south for the pair of George Strait concerts that were down in Austin, the Moody Center. It's got Lubbock, Jones AT&T Stadium next weekend. And then he'll be back next month at Austin again, George Strait. I can't get tickets to any of it.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Had a fun little sports weekend with Masters and Rory McIlroy. We talked about winning his second straight, only the fourth golfer to ever do that. And then just down the road there at Dickies Arena, it was the FEI World Cup Finals. You also had the celebrity cutting going on, so a lot of horse fun.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to Becky Moody and her horse, I believe a 12-year-old gelding, Jaeger Bomb.
Oh, like that.
Capturing the Dressage World Cup.
Dressage.
How about that? I think that's
a Jaeger Bomb.
Deserves a golf clap.
I just think those two words have never been used in the same sentence ever in the history of the English language.
Christian Simonsen was in second, and Poland's Sandra Sosiojewiewa.
Oh.
Was in third.
Of course.
There you go. Your REI Cup coverage. Mm-hmm. They're brought to you by Hank FM. What do we get in the Heather Lee compound?
You
ate food, didn't you? Tell me about it. Was it good food? What kind of food was it?
So the teenager had a party at the mall.
Okay.
So we did clean the garage. That was very exciting. Also went out to dinner at the new Politos restaurant. And then Sunday, I made biscuits and bacon and eggs before church. And then we went to Trader Joe's. It's Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
So everything is, of course, healthy. So you just have so many snacks. We got egg rolls and peanut butter stuffed pretzels,
nice.
Bananas,
yeah.
And meatballs. But in solidarity, I did not buy their coffee ice cream sandwiches for you.
Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I could use that.
Sorry. Just hang in there, brother.
Yeah,
we're down somewhere in the home stretch of this 3-day food fast that Elle has bamboozled me into.
I can't believe you don't know the exact moment that you get to eat again.
We're going to need to call her. We're going to need to call her here at about 7:47 yet again, just like we did on Friday.
You calling the manager?
I'm calling the warden on when I get food privileges. No, we had a great weekend. It started out, fasting weekend appropriate. Actually, they say it's a horrible way to do it. You're not supposed to load up before you go on the road trip that is the the fast. But Fort Worth Food and Wine Festival, best year ever.
Woo!
Fantastic. When it came to the food stations, I don't know how many there were total, but we got to all but one of them.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. So, like, nearly 2 dozen.
Did you have a favorite?
We rolled out. Yeah, there was a tostada brisket thing or something like that. And then knowing what was coming up, I stockpiled.
Of course.
Elle was saying, can we stop this? And I was like,
no, we
must forge forward.
This is the most unfun thing that's ever happened.
Because the famine is upon us.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was. And then that struck. I don't know when. I guess after our last bite. I hope she was the timekeeper on that, because that determines when I can eat today.
I'm already doing the math.
Saturday was no issue. I had no issues whatsoever. Yesterday, after church, that is really when the head started caving in just a tad. And I was hoping this Sunday was communion, but nope.
No, we had communion.
I would have killed for a wafer. I should have visited yours then. But today,
come on over.
Today, my stomach is grunting. I don't know if you can hear it or if it can be heard on air. My stomach's angry.
I think it's hangry.
It's the one that's. So I'm waiting for that mental clarity that Elle promised to kick in, and we'll see if that happens. And when I get to eat. And when I do, whatever hour it is, if your establishment sells nachos, I'm coming for you. I'm on the way.
To go without food is the worst punishment.
Thank you very much right now. And if those would like to help, please, your dollar can make a difference. Call the number on your screen. One operator is standing by.
Hello.
Hello.
Most real country for your mornings. KB and Heather Lee.